You say that you're curious to know what kinds of things I'd do with you if I were really in your bed, sweetie. That the very thought of it makes you feel nervous, but leaves your pussy so fucking wet for me. That you've been imagining it? Well, if that's the case, I guess I really should give you a better idea of what it would be like, shouldn't I? I think I would start by planting 1,000 little kisses all over your face, your neck, your collarbone, and your shoulders. Oh, just covering you with them. My hands would massage all over your tummy and your thighs and your bum. And when you start begging me for more, when you need to feel my hands on other places, I'd move my focus to your breasts, playing with them, squeezing them, kissing them, licking them, and sucking at your nipples. Oh, getting them good and hard, making them so very sensitive. Teasing you, making you moan and writhe and beg with every kiss and lick and touch. I know that I'd enjoy those sounds. And I know that you'd enjoy my touch. Even more that you enjoy my voice, whispering such dirty, naughty things in your ear, filling your head with naughty fantasies and sexy sounds, and encouraging you to touch that needy, wet pussy for me. To come as hard as you can. But I wonder, could you come from that alone? From my lips and my tongue and my hands worshipping your tits, worshipping those nipples. I guess that doesn't really matter now, does it? Because I'd just be getting started with you. You see, next I'd lick my way back up to your lips and give you a single, sweet, passionate kiss. Before heading back down again, kissing and licking and nuzzling my way slowly down through your cleavage, over that sexy, tasty tummy, dipping my tongue into your belly button, tickling you and making you giggle, before continuing my descent and stopping when my lips find the waistband of your panties, the only item of clothing that you would be wearing, the only item of clothing you would ever be allowed to wear to bed. And that is because I'd love taking them off you, unwrapping that little pussy and that tasty round ass every night, unwrapping your presents for me. It'll become part of our special bedtime ritual. The divesting of the panties, preceding the fucking of the pussy, the filling of the cunt, and the emptying of the balls. Oh, honey. I'd press my face to those panties, and I'd tease your clit through the soft fabric, using the very tip of my nose. I'd give that clit an Eskimo kiss. And when you wriggle and squirm, I'd plant a real one right on top of it. I'd tease you, nuzzling into your pussy right through your panties, feeling just how wet you are for me, breathing in your needy, musky, potent scent, trying to make that wet spot even bigger before I take them off you. Just rubbing my face all over them, licking you through them, and enjoying the feeling of your wet heat radiating out to me, calling to me. Oh, and I'd start thinking about just how warm and juicy your pussy must be for me already. How good it would feel to plunge balls deep inside you, to stretch you open and make you scream. But it wouldn't be time yet. No, not yet. I'd have to tease you some more first. So I'd start kissing and licking along your sexy, silky thighs, travelling back and forth from one leg to the other. I'd work my way down, moving further and further away from your pussy, worshipping you and yet teasing you at the same time. And my hands would follow as I made my descent, caressing and massaging up and down your sides as I tease your thighs, squeezing and teasing your hips and your tummy as I reach your calves, and then slipping inside and tugging at the waistband of those panties when I get to your feet, sliding them down gently, gently, slowly, slowly, millimeter by millimeter, exposing that gorgeous little pussy, that glistening, wet, excruciatingly tight, devilishly sexy little pussy. And when at last I'd get those panties off you, I'd press them to my nose and inhale your scent from them once more, and then I'd throw them aside and I'd growl up at you and take a hold of your ankles, lifting your legs straight up in the air before pushing them back and bending you almost in half, completely exposing your needy, wet cunt to me. Oh, I'd bury my face in it, coating myself in your sticky, wet juices, marking myself with your scent, your taste, your sweetness, taking ownership of you in the most primal way. Then I'd stick my tongue out and I'd lick. I'd lick gently up and down your slit, once, twice, three times, savoring that sweet, sweet nectar, parting those pretty folds before dipping my tongue inside you, probing into you just as deep as I can reach. Oh, I'd be rocking my head from side to side, lifting your ass up off the bed, all in effort to slip it in even a millimeter deeper inside you. I'd taste your juices from the source, moaning into your cunt as I drank my fill of you, twisting and twirling my tongue inside you in an effort to drink down even more of you, licking at all your walls, hitting every spot that I can reach, fucking your cunt with my tongue, making you mine, making that cunt grip at me, making it ripple and pulse around me, bringing you closer and closer to orgasm, to coming all over me, all over my tongue, all over my face. And all the while, I'd be loving the sounds that you make. Loving the way that you writhe and squirm and throw back your head and buck your hips. Loving this power that I have over you. This control that I have over your pleasure. And when I decide that your pussy is juicy enough, and when I decide that I want to give you more pleasure, more torture, I'd slip my tongue out of you and lick my lips and spread your legs wide open in a V. And then I'd kiss your thighs again, lick my way up from your opening to your clit. And I tease it with the very tip of my tongue, just lashing at it over and over again, tickling it with a sharp little flicks intended to keep you on edge, but give you no opportunity for release. I'd laugh into your pussy. And I'd keep teasing you, keep lashing at your clit, until you get so desperate that you grab hold of my head and pull my lips tight against your pussy, wiggling your hips and grinding yourself up against me, clamping your thighs against the sides of my head, hooking your legs around me, smothering me with your cunt. And giving me no chance of escape. That's what I would have been waiting for. That's when I would give you what you need. My lips would seal around your clit. I'd suck on it ever so gently at first, stimulating you a little bit more, and then a little bit more, letting your pleasure build and build and build inside you, feeling your clit pulsing hot and insistent against my tongue, feeling your hips buck as I start worshipping it with the flat of my tongue in long, slow, wet licks. So warm, so soft, so fucking pleasurable. Sucking you and licking you and moaning muffled encouragements into your pussy. And you'd be writhing non-stop by that point. You'd be close already, so very close to coming, and you need just one last little push to get you over the edge. And so I'd give that to you. I'd slide a hand back up your body, and I'd slip my fingers into your mouth, having you suck on them while I eat your cunt. And then, once they were good and wet, coated in your saliva, just like your pussy is in mine, I'd slip them back down between your legs, and I'd ease one, two, three fingers into your warm, tight, sopping, wet little hole. And I'd fuck you with them. I'd fuck you while I suck and lick and worship your clit. Oh, and you'd come. You would come all over me, all over my fingers, all over my face, all over the bed sheets. You'd moan and scream and thrash about. You'd squeeze my head between your thighs, suffocate me with your cunt yet again, and you'd fill my mouth with your sweet, tasty girl cum, and I'd love it. I'd keep my mouth on you, licking you and sucking you and fucking you with my fingers, lapping up every drop of your juices that I could find, resisting any attempt you make to push my head away from you when you get too sensitive, keeping pace with you as you try to crawl further up the bed. And you'd black out. You'd lose all sense of who and where you are, just giving yourself over to that orgasm, to the throbbing, pulsing waves of pleasure still radiating through your body, emanating from your cunt. From my touch, my lips and my tongue all over. And before you even have a chance to regain your senses, I'd bury myself in you. I'd move up between your legs and lavish your lips with deep, passionate kiss, sharing the taste of you in an effort to bring you back to consciousness, and I'd push into you, all the way inside, in just a single thrust. Oh, I'd hear you yelp and squeal, and you'd feel your shake and buck around me, your arms and your legs clamping tight around me, gripping at me and clawing at me as your tight little pussy struggles to accommodate my length and my girth, as it tries to get used to me, stretching you and filling you once again. And I'd moan, such a satisfied moan, because I'd be inside you, surrounded by your heat, engulfed in your soft, wet, agonizingly tight little hole. And I'd be in heaven, sweetie. Looking down into your eyes, my head pressed to yours, my body pressed to yours, my lips pressed to yours, and I'd start fucking you slow, taking my time before building up the pace, just enjoying the feeling of pushing in and out of you, the sensation of your cunt gripping at my cock as I pull back and then squeezing around it and parting open for it as I push back inside, loving the sticky wet noises that we make, the gentle slapping sounds as flesh hits flesh, our shared moans and sighs, our heavy breathing getting heavier by the second. I'd relish the sensation of your legs gripping me and releasing me, gripping me and releasing me, in rhythm with every thrust, urging me all the way inside you, putting me deeper into you every single time, my pleasure feeding yours, and your pleasure feeding mine. This would be another tease, because eventually we'd both need more. We would. I'd give you one more kiss and then lift myself up over you, planting my hands flat on the bed, and I'd start to roll my hips as I plunge in and out of you. Building up speed, pounding into you so hard, so deep, so forcefully. And I'd growl at you to fuck me back. I'd tell you to use your legs, buck your hips, and fuck yourself up onto my cock. I'd fuck you faster and faster, and you'd match me thrust for thrust. Our moans would start blending into one unceasing cry of pure ecstasy, a testament to how good this feels, to how well we fit together. I would fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you. And when I'd hear your moans beginning to change, and your cries become more strained, more primal, when I'd feel your body quaking and shuddering underneath me, your hands move from clawing at my back to gripping at my arms, your legs wrapping themselves even tighter around me, unwilling to let me pull back too far, I'd know that you're close again, that you're seconds away from giving me what I want most of all, that you're going to come for me again, all over my cock this time, that you're going to soak it, cream all over it, and I would encourage you, I would tell you just how desperately I want you to come, how badly I need to feel it, feel you coming underneath me, wrapped around me, around my entire length, how much I want you to just let go and come for me, how I want you to come all over my cock, how I want you to squeeze it inside you, coat it in your girl cum, scream and moan and whimper and come for me. Oh, do it. Do it. Come for me, I tell you. And you'd do it. You'd throw your head back and arch your back and grip my arms so fucking hard. And you'd scream. A silent scream as your orgasm overwhelms you, causing you to lose all control. Racks your body with wave after wave of sweet, blissful, primal pleasure. You'd come for me. You'd come. Squeezing my cock inside you, your pussy rippling and stroking along the length of it, soaking it with your girl cum, making it wetter and wetter, just tempting it to shoot a hot sticky load right then and there inside you. But I'd resist, holding back, and I'd just keep fucking you. Fucking you right through that orgasm. I'd press my lips to yours, kiss you, feeling you moan your pleasure into my mouth, sharing it with me, letting me have just the merest taste of what you're feeling. And I'd keep fucking you. And when your pussy stops rippling and clenching and squeezing around my cock, and you regain some control over your body, I would pull out of you and push your legs together and straddle you, rolling you over underneath me, having you lie there on your front. Oh, and I'd tell you to raise that ass just a fraction higher for me, to tilt your hips up a little and let me push into you, oh, so deep. And I'd grab a pillow and I'd push it under your tummy, your hips, and I'd fuck you all over again, pounding into you from behind, hard and deep and unrestrained. I wouldn't hold back anymore. Wouldn't worry about making you come. I'd use you. I'd use you entirely for my pleasure. I'd treat your cunt like a toy. A fuck toy. The most perfect, warm, tight, juicy little fuck toy that I've ever owned. Oh, I'd listen to you whine and moan and scream as I fucked you into the bed. I'd slap your ass. Spank you again and again as I use you. Oh, I'd leave such beautiful marks on your flesh. Yet more evidence that you are mine. That I own you. That you've given yourself to me. I'd lean forward, pressing my body down against you, so that I can moan right into your ear. I'd rest my weight on my arms, changing the angle at which I'm fucking you. Not pushing so deep anymore, but hitting your G-spot with each and every thrust, and feeling your cunt squeezed every tighter around my cock, clinging to it, and refusing to let it pull out of you, bathing it even more of your girl cum each time I push back in. Oh, I'd wrap a hand in your hair and turn your head to face me. I'd press my lips to yours, kissing you so fucking deeply and moaning into your mouth as my cock plunges in and out of your cunt faster and faster and faster. As I try to hold back, as I try to resist that urge, as I try to draw out my pleasure for just a moment longer. Oh, and I'd see that look in your eyes. That look that tells me that you are right there with me. That you want it. Need it. Just as fucking badly as I need to give it to you. That look that tells me when you're going to come all over my cock. The very second you feel it swell and pulse and shoot rope after rope of tasty white cum inside you, and that is all it takes. I'd push into you just twice more before burying my cock all the way up to my balls, pressing down on you with all my weight and exploding inside you with a roar of pleasure. Oh, I'd paint your cunt with my cum, and I'd feel you squeezing me and rippling and grinding back against me, pushing your arse up to take me even deeper inside you, silently entreating me to fill you up even more completely, to empty my balls of every last drop of cum, to give it all to you. To empty it inside you, into your needy, pulsating, desperate cunt. And I'd do that willingly, because I'd be all yours. All fucking yours. Always yours. I claimed you, and you claimed me. And so, drained and exhausted, I would collapse on top of you, breathing hard, panting from exhaustion. And I'd laugh with you and kiss you again so many times. Oh, I'd kiss you as you came back to your senses, each kiss letting you know how much fun that was, how badly I needed it, and how much you mean to me. And then I would pull out of you and lie down beside you and pull the covers up over us before pulling you tight up against me and planting a kiss on the very top of your head and just holding you until you fall asleep in my arms, your pussy still full of my cum, my cock still coated in your juices, and the smell of sex still potent in the air. And I fall asleep right after you, and when we wake up in the morning, we would do the whole thing all over again. That is what I would do to you if I were really in your bed, sweetie. I hope you sleep well.